Exercise 2, page 108.
Tonight we have Sam Platt talking about the Neighbourhood Watch scheme that he set up in Wardley. Now, I'm sure that many of you have heard of neighbourhood watch groups that work together to make communities safer. Sam, can you tell us how yours got started?
Sure. Well, crimes like burglaries, car break-ins and vandalism has been increasing in my neighbourhood recently. I have a 4-year-old son and I want him to grow up in a safe environment, so I decided to speak to the local police about the problem. They said that they knew about the problem and were trying their best, but they said that it wasn't possible for them to patrol every neighbourhood all the time. They also suggested that I started a neighbourhood watch scheme, and I thought, okay, why not?
Some people think neighbourhood watch schemes are just full of nosy neighbours, but it's not really like that, is it?
No, not at all. We don't stand at the window with a pair of binoculars spying on each other. We just generally try to keep an eye on our neighbour's property, especially when they're away on holiday, and watch out for anyone who is behaving suspiciously. It's a fact that if criminals know they're being watched, they don't commit as many crimes.
So, how successful has your scheme been, Sam?
Well, burglaries have dropped by 50% in the area since we started, and there has been a huge reduction in vandalism and graffiti. So I'd say it's been quite successful so far. We still want to do more, though. We've been campaigning for better street lighting, but the council haven't done anything yet.
So, how can people set up their own scheme?
Well, the first thing to do is to contact your local police station. They'll send someone to your neighbourhood to take a look around and decide what can be done. The next step is a meeting, usually held at someone's house in the neighbourhood. A policeman will give a talk at this meeting and answer any questions. Then leaflets are sent out with everyone's contact names and phone numbers on. There are also neighbourhood watch stickers for people's windows and street signs to warn criminals that they are being watched.
So what's the future for your neighbourhood watch scheme?
Believe it or not, it's a barbecue. As a community, we've got to know each other better, and many of us are good friends now. I'm having a barbecue in my garden this weekend, and some of us even went on holiday together last summer. We've cut crime and brought people together too. Crime prevention is not just a job for the police. It's something everyone has to get involved in.
Okay, thank you, Sam. That's a great place to finish. It's been really interesting having you on the show. Next week we have...